Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. If somebody just went on their iPhone today to see how the game went last night, they would have gone, oh, easy 7-4 win for the Tribe. You're up 7-0. I don't think any win in this ballpark ever comes easy, does it?
No, it's rare. You know, we talk all the time. They have a really good lineup, which everybody knows. But they also, when they smell it, you know, when they smell blood, they get a little bit better. And, you know, that whole inning, you're just thinking, okay, let's not let Miggy come up and be the tying run, and I'll be darned. And like good hitters do, he took a really good swing. And from that point on, like at first I was hoping the ball would stay in the ballpark. Fortunately, it's so deep there. And then Rajay ran it down. I didn't think he had a chance. And then when he bobbled it, he's so far away, we couldn't see anything. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, you know, Miggy's going to be a third. You know, Victor's hitting. You know, it's amazing how much you can think of in about a five-second span. And then all of a sudden you see Raj coming off the field. And he said he caught it. So, you know, it took a while for us to shake hands. But, you know, that's a heck of a double play to turn.
I tell you what, you gave Rajay a couple of days off. And I guess even for a manager, it's hard not to write his name in there. But then again, you're well aware he's 35 years of age, even though he doesn't play like it.
His legs are such a big part of what we're doing, what he's doing. And I thought that it was really good for him to take a couple of days. And he understood it. And I think he's smart enough to use it to his advantage, because we do need him. We need him, what he brings to us, because that speed aspect, you know, that not a lot of base runners have, where a guy can steal even when they're trying to defend it. And he's done a really good job of it. So we want to keep him fresh.
Well, I thought something, too, that was impressive about your ball club is that it looked like guys were thinking triple or certainly extra bases out of the batter's box. Sometimes you see guys go, oh, well, I got a base hit. And then the next thing you know, it's like, uh-oh. But in this park, boy, you really took advantage of it.
I agree. And I think it's hard to kind of change your stripes, you know, like you see Kipnis come out of the batter's box every time. And he's going to get more extra bases than probably the average runner, because he always gives himself a chance. You know, if the ball, like in the ball in right field, it caromed and then it stuck under the wall. A lot of guys will slide into second. Nobody will say anything. But Kip comes out of the box consistently well. He's going to get that extra 90 feet.
This is a different ballpark in that regard, isn't it, Terry? You just don't see this kind of a park anymore in baseball like you did maybe in the old days.
Yeah, it's you're right. You know, right field to me looks short, but then from there, you know, you go right center all the way around to left center. It's huge. So one, you better have a center fielder that can run the ball down, and when the ball's hitting the gap, like you say, you're going to see more triples here than any ballpark in the league, for obvious reasons.
Carlos Carrasco was talking about, since he came back, he couldn't find that good slider. Looked like he had a better slider or breaking ball his last time out.
I agree with that. And part of it, I think, is when you're working ahead, you know, you throw an average breaking ball and you more often than not have success with it. That leads to confidence. And then you see him finishing off the breaking ball. I thought he threw some real good ones last time out. And against this team, you need all your pitches, because if you're lacking one and they can eliminate one, it makes them really dangerous.
What is going on with Aníbal Sanchez as far as your reports? I mean, it's hard for me to fathom that he has an earned run average of whatever it is, 5.5 or whatnot.
Yeah, you know, he had some troubles, you know, in the rotation as we saw the first time around. But he's gone to the bullpen. I think he's thrown 9 1/3 innings out of the bullpen. And he's done better. And by his own admission, he feels good. Now, you know, our hope is he's not stretched out and he can't go real deep. But we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, he's a veteran pitcher that when he has it going really knows what he's doing. He's had some big years. But we'll kind of see. You know, he didn't command against us last time. When he starts commanding with that changeup split he has, he gets really difficult.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.